Terrence Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. citizens consider this presidential election a major hinge point for our nation's cultural future. While some stand behind their candidate of choice, others claim they've been forced to choose between the lesser of two evils. Carl Mueller of Biblica reminds Christians significant change is made in hearts and hopes are unmet when based on man.
As Christian followers of Jesus Christ, as evangelicals who are committed first and foremost to his gospel, our hope is found not in the political process, but it's found in God's word, and it's found in God's will.
Mueller's not suggesting that Christians abandon voting at all, but he says it's important to be informed about who you're voting for, and we need to start in the right place. That's not the internet or the news. It's the Bible.
If we live a life that is so dedicated to serving Christ that we actually serve our fellow man and woman as a result, well, I think that's the best political process we can be engaged in.
And as the Northern Hemisphere warms, SOAR International is getting ready for its Russian summer outreach. Joanna Mangione says,
the first is an internship. We developed this one in partnership with the Transition Home in Ryazan, Russia. From there, we then have a team coming into a city near Moscow, and they'll be teaching an English intensive course for the kids and adults in that area.
But it's not these camps that change hearts. Rather, it's through the relationships these ministries build that the gospel is shared, and you can help. You'll find prayer and action points at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more intelligently? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.